Oh, yeah, here we go. From the streets of New York to the Olympic stage, breakdancing will make its debut as an Olympic sport in the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Coming from the success it received from the 2018 Youth Olympics, breakdancing has been chosen as a new sport alongside surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing. 16 men and 16 women will go head-to-head in solo battles. Just last week, our athletes for the Australian Olympics team were selected. And we have one of the breakers representing Australia with us on the phone right now, Gerard Cabalon, a.k.a. Kid Tech. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me on. Good morning, guys.
Congratulations on making the team. That's absolutely amazing. Representing Australia in breakdancing, that seems like more fun than it should be. You get to dance for your country. When did you find out?
So we found out about the Olympics, I think it was just a bit over a year ago, but I started competing for the Olympic team about in October last year. That was my first time. We had an opportunity to go to Korea and competed there. And since then, we've been to Japan. And then we've got Belgium coming up soon. Hong Kong after that. So, yeah, just about 6 months.
Okay. You want to shout out anyone else who's made the team?
Yeah. So, it's actually cool. Like, for the males, there's five males and five females.
Yeah.
Three of us males are, coincidentally, Filipinos from Western Sydney. We have one guy, I think he's about 15, from Brisbane, and we have another male from Sydney.
Yep.
And there's also five females from all around Australia.
Awesome. When did you first start breakdancing?
I started breaking when I was, I think, 12 or 13 years old. It was in 2011. Yeah, I saw it on TV when I was a kid, and then as I got older in high school, I was just like, I'm just going to give it a go.
And now it's become a pathway to the Olympics.
Yeah, pretty much. I just do it every single day, and then somehow it got into the Olympics.
Okay. And you take the name Kid Tech because your style is so technical?
Pretty much, yeah. Technical, and because I was always the youngest in the group that I was dancing with.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah, then. Well,
that's where the kid comes from, yeah.
Excellent. And when did you sort of know this was a pastime that you could take seriously and that was their pathway there to, like, represent the country at the Olympics?
Well, honestly, like, that was not really a thing that we knew about. When we heard about it, there was a lot of...
You just did it because you loved it?
Breaking. Yeah, exactly. We did it because we loved it. Of course, you want to make a living out of it. And, you know, for me, teaching was always one aspect, doing things like media, trying to get endorsements, sponsorships and all that stuff. But it didn't really feel real until last year.
Yeah. And then look what's happening here. You're currently in Queensland at the moment for a breaking competition, and is that sort of what you're going to be doing in the lead up all the way until you're actually there on the ground at Paris? Just keep on competing.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'll compete. There's almost a competition every second weekend, and we'll be competing around Sydney, around Australia, and internationally as well.
Yeah.
I've got a few trips already lined up, so I'm just going to be doing that, just getting my reps in.
That's a way. Is it a challenge that it's sort of like a debut sport? Because what's the sort of benchmark that they'll be judging all of this on?
Yeah, so they do have like an official judging system. I think a lot of it has to do with creativity and musicality.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you have things like execution, battle presence, character. So there's just a lot of things that go into judging. Usually there's a round-for-round system that breaking... where traditionally a judge would just watch around and they'll decide who they think won based on their experience as a dancer. But then now there's a little bit more of a transparent system where they use crossfaders and, numbers to actually give evidence as to why someone won.
Okay, then. Now, besides Australia, who are the nations to look out for in breaking?
Oh, I'd say the top ones. I'd say Japan is huge.
Yeah,
Japan is a really, really big one. Ukraine has been doing a really good job as well, same as France.
Okay.
So those are huge, huge countries to look out for.
Excellent. Now, as well as all of this, you're a UTS alumni. Our studio's here for 2SER at UTS. What did you study here? Did you do sort of like a master's in breakdancing?
I wish I did a master's in breakdancing. I just did media production. So I graduated from media production in 2020.
Yeah.
And I'm also coming back to teach at the same course in July. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing. So you're going to, so is that July this year?
Yeah, July this year.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're coming back to teach.
11 and 12 students.
Okay, you're going to incorporate the breaking into your teaching style?
Somehow, I guess. Like, I guess breaking and media, to me, kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So the idea of storytelling and how I construct, you know, certain stories and movements are pretty similar among the disciplines.
Okay. I did media arts and production. Do you think I could make the breakdancing team as well?
Yeah, maybe the next Olympics. Maybe not this one, just yet. A couple more years of practice, I think.
Oh, okay then. Fair enough then. Well, you know. Yeah. I'm going to take your advice on that one, seeing as you are a professional. This is absolutely amazing stuff. I'm going to have to... I just wish you all the best with all of your competitions from now up until the Olympics. Already a winner. I feel if you're selected for the Olympic team, you're already a winner in our books. I hope that sort of the fact that breakdancing and tracksuits have had such a long association that you get some input into what the Aussie tracksuits at the Olympics are going to be like. I would like something stylish, please.
Yeah, I would as well.
Yeah, I bet you would. But just wishing you all the very best, and we will be following you and the rest of the team very closely, and be just hoping that you bring home the gold for Australia.
Yep, that's the goal. Thank you very much.
All right, Kid Tech from the Australian Olympic breakdancing team, thank you so much for joining us here at 2SER. We'll see you when you're back here on campus, mate.
Yep, that's right. Catch you later.